Let me go to John DiNardo. John DiNardo, who is a listener to the Power Hour and has been a guest on many programs. John, give us your take on what you're seeing, hearing, and probably thinking is going to happen.
Well, Joyce, the people need to be given hope, not fear.
Yes.
They need to be enheartened, not frightened. And that's what we have to do now, rather than it's driving people away.
Thank
you. Let's show them that they can do something. Now, I have established a website which I am donating to everyone, in the world who wants to go to this website. And let me just read you the appeal that I've been circulating as widely as possible. And I want to read it to you. I'm thinking about a map of the United States, which could be clicked on at any point to enlarge that selected region. The degree of earthquake peril would be portrayed by specific colors in shades and hues. Visitors to the website would simply click on their observations of earthquake signals on a checklist, which would be displayed for them on a sub-page. Visitors to the homepage would simply click on something that says, like, report your earthquake signs.
Okay,
and that,
your
and that
website?
Would take them to the checklist.
Okay,
now, the
your
name
website?
Of the website, it's information right now. I have a webmaster. The website is quakesensing.org. 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 They would, anybody who witnesses these particular earthquake signs would go to the webpage, no matter whether they live near the New Madrid Fault Zone in the lower Midwest or near the San Andreas Fault in California or near the Indian Point Nuclear Reactor Fault in New York State. They would go to this website and input all of their earthquake signs. Some of the earthquake signs are animals acting in a frenzied way. Insects crawling out of the ground, toads swarming out of the ground, auroras in the sky, and over more of a long-term period of days, there would be a sign indicated by a surge in lost pet reports in the newspapers. And another one of the signs, of course, would be celestial bodies coming close to Earth, such as the moon, like a full moon. When the moon gets very close to Earth, then you have an increased gravitational pull, gravitational attraction between the moon and the Earth. And that, of course, plucks upon both the Earth's crust, which is called the lithosphere, and the underlying mantle, which is more like chocolate pudding. That's molten rock below it. Both of them become massaged, and as a result, earthquakes occur. So these signs, and there are other scientists and observers who can offer other earthquake signs. The more earthquake precursor signs that we get and put on this list, and the more people we have coming to the website, the more accurately we can predict earthquakes within perhaps hours or maybe even a day or two in advance. When that we can do that, we can get people out of their buildings. Once they're out of the building, their lives are relatively safe or safer than it would be inside of the building. That's the whole purpose of this website.
Okay, and it's quakesensing.org, quakesensing.org. We'll put it in the email blast today. But what are your thoughts now? Because now they're starting to warn San Francisco. Northern California is bracing for this. Perhaps they're going to be doing possible evacuations. Your thoughts?
Well, I've studied this for at least 10 years about celestial bodies entering our solar system. And it's true, we do have massive intruding bodies from deep space that have been known by the federal government of the United States. In fact, the federal government of the United States, through its famous agency, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, has announced already that they have seen a brown dwarf star. They know it exists. Astronomers have known it exists for the past 200 years, and they have spotted it by sending up the infrared astronomical satellite in 1983, and they heralded their discovery in a huge front page Washington Post article on December 30th, 1983, stating that a massive celestial body, which they believe to be probably a brown dwarf star, has been spotted coming in through the direction of the constellation Orion. That was in 1983. Now, here we are 27, 28 years later. It's not, old news has not faded away, but the old news has grown stronger and more ominous because now it is getting closer. Why would it get closer? It's a very obvious reason. Gravity works. When you hold a rock in your outstretched hand and release that rock must fall because it's being, that mass is being attracted to the larger mass, planet Earth. Similarly, this brown dwarf star, and a brown dwarf star by definition, conservatively estimated to be at least 1,000 Earth masses. However, our sun is estimated to be 1/3 of a million Earth masses. So you can see that rock, that huge 1,000 Earth mass rock called by astronomers for 100 years, Planet X, is being attracted to that much larger body, our sun. So it's a no-brainer. It is coming in. It's being sucked in like a ball bearing would be drawn to a magnet. But God is with us. God promises to protect us. Throughout the Bible, He promises to protect those who will come to Him in their thoughts and their minds. He guarantees that you will be protected. And this is one of the first priority. The first agenda is to turn our minds and our hearts to God. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God said this in Proverbs 9:10, and He knows that many people will only come to God when they're in a state of fear. I'm in a state of fear right now, but it's not intense fear because I feel pacified. I feel comforted to know that God is in my mind throughout the day, and I do get thoughts from Him. I get inspiration from Him. Everyone can get that comfort.
Let me ask you a question regarding the previous call that we just had, Dr. Marie Tuck. When he was talking in terms of, basically he said the Earth is toast because of the black hole that's headed for us. Do you have any thoughts or feelings on that? Do you think he's overreacting or he might know what he's talking about?
I would rather not comment because I don't want to sound, threatening or ominous, or I don't want to discourage people and drive them into fear. I want to give people hope. And all I say is read the book of Revelation, read what God has said in the Bible, read Matthew 24. Please,
yes,
folks, remember these specific parts of the Bible. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and the book of Revelation. And I would not speak for God, but I can tell you that He promises everyone safety and comfort if they would come to Him in their minds and in their hearts.
Okay, and I certainly appreciate that and agree with that. But I also want to know the science surrounding this or the information surrounding us.
Here's a bit of science.
Wait just a second, but I want you to address one thing, and that is the supermoon March 19th issue. Do you put faith in that from the astronomical perspective?
Okay, I have yet to access that particular report, but if they're referring to the moon coming very close to Earth at that time, is that what the essence of this report is all about?
That's correct.
Okay, indeed. The earthquake danger is going to be increased because, again, gravity works. The closer that moon gets to Earth, the greater the gravitational force. Now, remember, let's take a look at Earth and see what it really looks like. It's like an egg, a raw egg. The yolk of the egg can be compared to the mostly molten iron core of the Earth. The egg white can be compared to the Earth's mantle, which is very thick. I mean, it's about 1,800 miles thick, actually, 1,800 miles below the surface of the Earth. And that mantle, incidentally, is a mixture of rock and various metals, some of which are magnetic. And then above that, at the very surface where we reside upon, is the hard, brittle crust of the Earth, the lithosphere, which is about 400 miles thick. So naturally, you've got this raw egg. Now, if you were to take a piece of duct tape and and put it on an egg. Now, this egg, remember, is pre-cracked. It's already been cracked from thousands of other devastating events thousands of years ago, actually, I should have said. And so this duct tape is now going to be applied to an egg, a raw egg that has many cracks in it already, and you pull on the duct tape, you're going to actually pull on the crust, cause the crust to ripple outward like dimples and pimples, and you're going to do the same thing to the mantle below. As a result, you're going to have cracking in the seabed. Now, I've got to tell you something very important about the Gulf of Mexico. I've been putting this out and trying to scream it out to people in email blasts for ever since the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, and I guess it sounded too outlandish, but now people may be ready to believe it. The reason that BP actually created that oil spill, well, we know that most people have suspected that they created it. They drilled into an undersea volcano. The reason is they want the people of the world to believe that mankind, in his stupidity, created this oil spill, when in fact it's a natural disaster ready to explode. And they do not want the world to know that this is a natural disaster, because the power elite would lose control. You see, when those greedy men at the top lose their fear, lose their control, fear over the people, then the people will turn away from them and not obey them anymore. And when they see natural disasters, the power elite know that the people will no longer fear the government's tyrannical rule, and they will become anarchy. Everyone will go off on their own, not pay their taxes. And this is what they fear the most. So they would rather blame BP for it and have us believe BP did it. That seabed is ready.
That's
interesting. I'm going to tell you one other thing, Joyce.
Okay, but wait a minute, John, before you do that, I need to give an update. There are tsunami warnings now for California and for Seattle, Washington. The tsunami is expected to hit. The earliest one will be at about 11:16 a.m. in Santa Monica, then hitting Newport Beach and Seattle. So they are now posting tsunami warnings, saying that they have evacuated those areas on the coast of California. I don't know if that's happening or not. We'll be back, and John DiNardo will give us more of his update after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back. Let there be peace on earth. And you know what? No matter what is happening, we can have peace in our hearts, just like John DiNardo is saying. John DiNardo, I've got several people I need to go to. Any last thoughts, sir, please?
Well, I've got to tell you, if the 4 years ago, my friend Mark, who lives here in New Jersey, has a friend who is a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Now, 4 years ago, Mark's geologist friend told him, and Mark told me, related to me, that that's the U.S. government, expects land masses to arise out of the Gulf of Mexico. That was 4 years ago. Now we see the signs of it occurring right now. That's why we need people. One man was murdered already. I don't want to release the name of the man until I find out if I'm able to do this. But this man was trying to bring out the information about what's really happening in the Gulf, and you have to start talking to people around the Gulf, because this could be a very sensitive and imminent danger point. People who know what's going on. I'm trying to collect my thoughts now. This man was murdered. He was trying to go to government agencies. He was having meetings and going to high-level authorities in the government, local, state government, and they framed him for no reason at all. They framed him, sent him to prison, and then had him beaten to death in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was trying to tell the truth about what happened, what was going on.
Keep us abreast. I don't want to get people too depressed and too distressed right now, but keep us abreast of what's happening. Stay in touch with me, John, and email me and let me know what's going on. But again, I'm going to go back to his website, quakesensing.org. We got several callers lined up here. Did you want to say something, Josh?
No, go ahead.
Okay.